What a great day to be sitting here amongst all these quilts. Our processional hymn is 654. Seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. God of mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us in power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ might live in our life, in our hearts, through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The hymn of praise is 778.
Peace.
You brought again from the dead our Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. Blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and walk in all things well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. The first reading is from Acts 9, verses 30-43. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping. Tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. This will be Psalm 23, and we will read this responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in
path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley,
you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me.
Presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness shall follow me
all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
The second reading is Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne of the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life. and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Gospel reading for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. At the time of the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." He answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, in regard to what he has given me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Christ. Please be seated. When I come before you, I usually look for a sermon that speaks to me. Sometimes I look for a sermon that matches the thoughts I've been thinking or reinforces the ideas I want to say. Today I picked this sermon because it reminds me to listen. This sermon is titled In a Little Town, and it was mostly written by the Reverend Barbara Beam with some of my own commentary injected. She is vicar at both St. Nicholas Church, a bilingual congregation, and St. John's Church. Both congregations are located in the corner of Missouri. In a little town, in a little church, in the southwest of Missouri, the children and their Sunday school teacher were talking about Jesus. The children wanted to know, did Jesus speak English or Spanish? For the most part, their parents speak Spanish as their first language. Their teachers, for the most part, speak English. The kids are pretty good at both languages, so they could only imagine that Jesus must have spoken one or the other, or maybe both. It never occurred to them that 2,000 years ago, in a far away, Jesus might have spoken some other language. They found it incredible when their teacher told them that Jesus didn't speak English or Spanish. He spoke Aramaic and some Hebrew. She said, at least while he was living on earth. Although this did not fit with their worldview, the children were relieved to learn that Jesus did, however, understand all languages. And they could talk to him in English, Spanish, or any other language they pleased. And he would know what they were saying. Lord, hear our prayer. This is a petition we use in our daily prayers. But as a matter of fact, God has no trouble hearing our prayers. There's nothing wrong with God's hearing. God has no need of a hearing aid. We are the ones who need a hearing aid when it comes to hearing God's voice. In today's gospel story, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, Jesus is comparing two sets of people. Those who belong to his flock, and those that don't. You do not believe, Jesus says to those who are questioning him, because you do not belong to my sheep. Those who do not belong to his sheep, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them from my hand. obviously we would all want to believe that we are among those who are part of that flock, who are among his sheep. But if that is the case, it appears that we had better be able to hear God's voice, and that is where we may need a hearing aid or perhaps a listening aid. The most obvious listening is to simply pay attention. God isn't likely to address us in a booming voice coming out of the sky or out of a burning bush. God is, however, always trying to get our attention. So a little awareness is called for. Let's start by giving God a chance to be heard. We might do this by switching off and tuning out. There are some fine programs on television, and the radio can also be a good companion and even help us stay awake while we were driving. Shopping on Amazon and scrolling the FaceTube feed are entertaining, and we feel compelled to answer every single text instantaneously. But surely we can turn them off for a while and listen to some good old-fashioned silence. I can assure you that turning off the noise is hard for me. But some of us are afraid of silence. And maybe that's why we have to have some background noise. What could it be that we are afraid of hearing? Do we really want to hear what God has to say? Maybe we really don't want to hear that little small voice. Turning off the Alexas isn't enough. We also have to tune out that internal noise. This is even harder for me than putting down the phone. What is it about that running commentary that has always got going on in our heads? Can we shut that up for just a few minutes? This is harder than it sounds. Even if we have to set aside our time in prayer, we tend to fill up that time with the sound of our own voice, even if it's only our internal voice. Maybe we could try to do less talking and more listening. A priest came back from a religious retreat, having learned a way of praying with scripture. First, slowly and prayerfully, read through a short passage of scripture. Read it several times if necessary. Then take a piece of paper and write down, "Dear God," and tell what you think this passage is about. Then start a new paragraph and write down, "Dear God," and put your name in the blank. Put down your pencil and be quiet. Listen to what God might have to say. When there seems to be nothing, take up your pen or pencil and again write. You'll be surprised at what God might say to you. Of course, God doesn't only speak to us in scripture and prayer. Look around you at the beauty of nature. Listen to the voices of your brothers and sisters, and especially today, your mother. Pay attention to the happenings of your daily life and think about what they might mean. You will find that most of what God is saying is about love. Don't forget to tell your mother that you love her today. Or, "I love you, Jack. See that great sunset?" Or, "Mary, I love that little child. Be kind to her." Or maybe, "Henry, that old man needs help. Please go and help him because I love him." We need to listen carefully for the quiet messages that God has for us during this time of discernment and searching for our new pastor. We need to be open to his messages in order to avoid missing them amongst the noise of our life. In today's psalm, we read, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." If we really want to be God's sheep, God's people, we had better listen to God's voice. A similar thought is to be found in Psalm 95, paraphrased here. "For he is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today we would hearken to hear God's voice. Amen. Grab your prayer sheets for the quilts. All right. God, you call us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Send forth your Spirit today as we call upon you to bless our work and make it holy. Help these quilts and kits, our offerings of hope, travel across the furthest distances to reach the most weary neighbors, and surround them with your grace and peace. Jesus, open our hearts and love our neighbors. God, we give you thanks for the pieces of fabric, thread, sewing machines, and the items collected for the kits. May their presence be a sign of your faithful promise. May these quilts wrap our neighbors in unending love, and may these kits offer dignity and healing. Jesus, open our hearts to love our neighbors. We give you thanks for all those who have taken part in creating these quilts and kits. May you guide us to greater empathy for our neighbors in crisis, for the mother that's struggling to feed their hungry children, for the fearful, for the anxious, for the isolated. May these quilts and kits provide comfort and relief to those who are downtrodden around the world. Jesus, open our hearts to love our neighbors. God be with those who receive these gifts. Neighbors we have never met. Neighbors who are far away. Neighbors who, like us, long for your grace and mercy. May the work crafted from our humble hands serve as a beacon of light and hope to those who are suffering and fill them with peace that is only found in you. Jesus, open our hearts to our neighbors. We thank you for this ministry of service, for the opportunity to comfort those in their darkest hours, to remind our neighbors in Christ of your loving presence. Bring us ever closer to your heart and our neighbors in need throughout the world. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, the one who is our hope. Amen. Please rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need. You guide your people to the waters of life. Make your church a nourishing place for all who are thirsty for hope and healing. Renew us in the waters of baptism and send us forth as signs of your love. Hear us, O God. You tend the earth, sustaining life in all places. Revive fragile ecosystems and restore species in danger of extinction. Teach us new ways of living in balance and harmony with our non-human neighbors. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You lead all people along right pathways. Grant wisdom and compassion to judges, lawyers, and legal advocates. Dismantle systems of mass incarceration, empower process of restorative justice, and encourage all who strive for healing in our communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You wipe the tears from every eye. Tend to all who struggle with anxiety or depression, loneliness or despair. Enfold all who are in need of your shepherding care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
This Mother's Day, bless mothers, grandmothers, and all who offer mother. Come close to those whose relationship with their families are difficult, and console all who grieve the loss of mother figures or the loss of children. Hear us, O God. You are the source of everlasting life. In deep gratitude for all your saints, we rejoice in the joy and the hope of the resurrection made known to us in Jesus, your beloved child. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
She worked hard, and the wheat grew, and then there it was, all beautifully dried, ready to be cut. And she says, who's going to help me cut the wheat? And the cat said, not I. And the dog said, not I. Come on, Titan, you know what he said. And the cow said, not I. And she said, fine, I'm just going to do it myself. So she cut the wheat. And she took it into the mill, and she said, who's going to help me grind this wheat? Who was? The cat said, not I. The dog said, not I. The cow said, not I. And she said, fine, I'm just going to do it myself, right? So she ground the wheat. And then she said, I should make some beautiful bread with this wheat, because it makes flour when you grind it, right? You grind it, smush it, it makes flour. And she said, who wants to help me bake the bread? And the cat said,
not I.
Good job. And the dog said,
not I.
And the cow said,
not I.
And she said, fine, I'll make the bread myself. And she made beautiful loaves of bread. I know somebody here that makes beautiful loaves of bread. I like to eat them mostly. I don't help. Not I. But she said, got the loaves out, and she says, now who will help me eat the bread? And the cat said,
yes.
I will. And the dog said, I will. And the cow said,
I will.
And then what she said?
No.
You're right. She said, oh no, you won't. You didn't help. You didn't help a bit. So I'm going to share this bread with my child. Now why did I tell that story?
Because it's
Mother's Day, yeah. And guess what? No matter how hard it is, the task that you have, no matter how hard the task is that your mother has, she will do it. Why? Because she loves you. You're right, Titan. Well, you win, Nicole. Titan says, because moms love you and they will do whatever they have to take care of you. So be extra nice to your mom. And when mom says, who will help me do this? Should you say, I will, or not I?
I will.
All righty, we'll see you guys.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning, and happy Mother's Day. Today in the church year, it is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Miles Rowe, Marcus Schroeder, Carol Whitnaw. I don't know if there's any other announcements. Okay, then I do have one. If you're interested in purchasing one of these quilts, the money comes back to WELCA, which is the women of the ELCA, and we use that money to buy fabric, yarn, batting, and also to ship. And you'll see the wonderful kits that were done this year, plus the quilts. And so if you're interested in doing that, talk to Kim Ferguson after church. If you'll notice, some of them have little tags on them that have already been chosen. We give one to all the seniors, and so the seniors have come and picked a quilt. But if there's one there that you think you can't live without, talk to Kim. If there are no other announcements, we'll have the offering now. Finn and Titan.
As God has given us, so we give to one another. Blessed to be a blessing. Let us pray. Blessed are you, God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Almighty God and Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Sorry, I don't sing it. Our recessional hymn is 619, verses 1 through 4.